out even sweeter. All because you bought a great late model Honda certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
The latest victims of Iran's nuclear program? Iranians in need of medication. ABC's David Muir reports from Tehran.
We went in search of one of the biggest pharmacies in central Tehran. Having heard life-threatening medicine is now running out.
Hello.
Dr. Karola Ghulami runs the pharmacy.
Right now we have shortage almost of every category of the medicine.
And he points straight to those tightening U.S. sanctions meant to force Iran's leaders to change course on their nuclear program, now affecting everyone, even patients buying medicine. All of it, he says, because money in and out of Iran is nearly frozen.
The head of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is lobbying the Justice Department to join a whistleblower lawsuit against cyclist Lance Armstrong. The agency head is accusing Armstrong of committing fraud against the U.S. Postal Service, which sponsored most of his winning teams when he used performance-enhancing drugs. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
34 degrees at 7:04. Good morning. I'm Trent McGee with your WITN News headlines this morning. Here on this Friday, talk of the town. Jail officials say a man was arrested overnight on 24 different charges from three counties. 41-year-old Clinton Dawson of Greenville is currently in the Pitt County Detention Center. That's according to jail officials. They say Dawson is facing 24 charges, 18 of them stemming from breaking the terms of his previous bond modification in Pitt County. Dawson is also facing three counts of felony larceny in Duplin County and in Beaufort County. Officials say he's being charged with felony larceny, possession of stolen goods, and first-degree trespassing. The latest winter weather advisory update, if you will, at 6:50 this morning from WIT. And temperatures holding steady right now above freezing. Most inland areas around 35 to 40 degrees on the coast. The coldest reading came from Rocky Mount at 33 degrees. Most locations have experienced either light rain mixed with some sleet this morning. Roads will be slick with water, but no freezing rain has been reported or indicated by data, which means all of school kids should be in school today and everybody should be going to work as well. Other news this morning, a driver was charged in an Onslow County rollover wreck. This morning, troopers said the driver of an Onslow County wreck that sent him and four teenagers to the hospital is now facing some hefty charges. The Highway Patrol says 21-year-old Todd Arnold has been charged with DWI, reckless driving, and four felony counts of a serious injury by motor vehicle. The ALE has also charged him with providing alcohol to underage people. And other news this morning from WITN. Now, while it may seem like you hear more about sex crimes involving children these days, investigators and prosecutors say it might be just because more people are reporting them. A story that WITN has recently ran talking about Captain Jason Wink is one of the child sex crime investigators in the Carteret County. He says the number of sex assaults are up and increasing. And District Attorney Scott Thomas says he thinks a lot of what you see are people who are more willing to report some of these same sex offense crimes. Follow that story closely on WITN. Those are your news headlines at 7:06.
Been waiting for a 24-hour gym near the medical district, and now it's here. Intone Fitness in Arlington Crossing is front of Physicians East is now open 24 hours a day. If you work odd hours in the medical field or any job, now you can work out when you want. 24 hours a day at Intone Fitness. And to celebrate, Intone has a special offer for the next few days. Join Intone Fitness and pay just $24 a month. You heard it right. 24 for 24. Just $24 per month for a 24-hour gym. Intone Fitness in Arlington Crossing, Greenville.
Greenville Toyota is the smart choice because we save you money and respect your time. Like a new 2013 Toyota Corolla L Automatic starting at just $119 a month. That's not a lease. You own it and get up to 110% of KBV value in 15 minutes or less.
Shop smart. Shop Greenville Toyota.
Call 1-800-NEW-TOYOTA. Click GreenvilleToyota.com.
Example stock 32987 requires 50% down to trade equity. Excludes tax, tag, title, and registration, and includes dealer fees. For well-qualified buyers only based on fair trade, less mileage, and conditioning. 1.99% APR for 72 months equals $14.75 per thousand for every 1,000 financed with approved credit. Offer sent 2/28/13.
Winslow's Deli Tavern and Market is more than a restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Winslow's is Greenville's premier spot for 46 beers on tap, over 400 craft beers in the bottle, and Eastern North Carolina's largest selection of bourbon and whiskey. There's always something going on at Winslow's, so gather friends for half-price bottles of wine on Monday, karaoke on Tuesdays, Wednesdays for jazz, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, live music or a DJ. Winslow's is the perfect spot for our Sunday brunch buffet, daily drink specials, and our two outdoor patios, one for smoking and the other for non-smokers. Winslow's, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is Greenville's dining preference and nightlife spot. For bridal showers, private parties, business meetings, or large groups, call Catherine at 364-8921. Winslow's in Uptown Greenville.
Music and the Four Nights Band. Pepsi proudly distributed by the Blue Cheese Bottling Group.
Wakey, wakey.
Y'all need to get up.
What a way to start the day. You roll out of bed and this is the first thing you get to hear?
So much for professionalism.
Aren't you lucky? This is the talk of the town.
Excellent.
On 103.7 WTIB. Now your host, Henry Hinton.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
34 degrees at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome in. It's Talk of the Town Friday morning, February the 22nd. We are live and on location this morning at one of our favorite spots to be, Rep Express Catering. We are on Red Bank Road. And we're at it's here because we're here because every month they have their community breakfast, their free community breakfast buffet, and that is why we are here this morning. I see Rochelle is here already this morning. Good morning, Rochelle. The food's about to come out. We already have people here this morning waiting for the food, and as always, there will be quite a spread up on the buffet here within just moments. It's always a big deal once a month that we do the community breakfast. Good morning, guys. How are you? Good to see you. Folks coming in this morning. It's a chilly morning, 34 degrees. I heard Jim Howard refer to the weather this morning as dank.
Dank?
I don't know if that's a real word, but it seems to fit. Dank. How are you, McGee?
I'm more than dank.
Good to see you. I've noticed you wore a lot of pink this week. He's back with a pink shirt.
It's because I'm washing anything that's white.
Andre, what do you think? McGee and pink, is there something we should know? What is it? It's not Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's October, so.
October?
Yeah, October is Breast Cancer Cancer Awareness Month, yeah. Andrea is working audio this morning, and Michael Buscemi is here producing and directing for television, and is Mudflap back at the office? Back at Mission Control, at the studio back at Arlington Crossing, we have the inimitable Pat Jones, alias Mudflap, and no news person this morning. So who was supposed to be here that didn't show up?
Who knows?
I need to look at the WITN schedule. Another no-show this morning. Thank you for jumping in with news headlines, McGee. We got a lot to talk about this morning. The weekend weather looks like this. Cloudy, occasional showers today. Some sleet out there this morning, and there are some school closings this morning, McGee. I don't know if you can pull those up, but we do have some school closings to tell you about. Actually, they're not closings, they're delays. I know that Bertie County Schools has got a two-hour delay this morning. Beaufort County Schools has a three-hour delay this morning. Nothing here in Pitt County. They're saying for the staff to come on in to Beaufort County schools when you feel it's safe. But they will delay the opening of schools over in Beaufort County this morning 3 hours. We mentioned Bertie County, 2 hours. At Duplin County schools, a two-hour delay. Edgecombe County schools, a three-hour delay. Must be a lot of ice on the roads. There was some sleet last night and early this morning. Halifax County schools, a two-hour delay. Hertford County schools, for you folks up around Ahoskie, a two-hour delay this morning. Wayne County schools, a two-hour delay. And Wilson County schools, a two-hour delay. Nothing in Pitt County. All the kids in Pitt County are going, what? Everybody gets to stay home and sleep another couple hours but us.
You need to be in school.
But there has been some...
Go to school and
there's,
hush.
There's been some... Yeah, hush your mouth, child.
Go to school.
There's been some frozen rain and some sleet falling. I don't think we've got any. Jim Howard said we had some early this morning here in Greenville, but the roads are clear here. There's no problems here in Greenville. 50% chance of rain for the rest of the day today. Tonight, we could have a soaker. Rain showers this evening, a steady soaking rain overnight, maybe even some thunder overnight tonight, about 90% chance of rain. Temperature is about 39 for a low tonight. And then tomorrow, another soaker. We're looking for lots of rain, about a half inch overnight tonight and a half inch tomorrow here in the Pitt County region. Cloudy and rain tomorrow, 53. You better plan some indoor activities tomorrow. I got invited to the to go over to Chapel Hill to see the NC State-Carolina clash tomorrow, which could be a pretty good game, McGee.
Yeah, I'm going too.
Are you going? I'm actually not going. I just decided I'm not driving over there in the rain. I'm not going to do it.
No.
I'm going to sit in my den with my feet propped up, and when the game's over, probably take a nap. When the game's over, you'll have a three-hour drive to come home because it's going to be raining and sleeting.
It'll be 7 o'clock when the game's over, so you're taking a nap at 7 o'clock tomorrow night?
Well, maybe I'll have a glass of wine. I might even have one during the game. Right. Who knows? Sunday looks like a better day. Sunny on Sunday, but... until then, it's going to be about what you see this morning, rain and clouds. In fact, more rain and rain and rain tonight and all day tomorrow. 34 degrees to start the day. We've got a lot of great guests coming by this morning. We are now 1 week away from tomorrow, 1 week away from Home Fest 13. Jennifer Little, come over here, Jennifer. Jennifer Little of Greenville Grapevine fame. By the way, I took my grandson to swimming lessons at ViQuest yesterday, and I got to listen to the Greenville Grapevine while I was...
We had a good show.
Yeah, you did have a good show. Mm-hmm. They had you blaring through the swimming pool at ViQuest yesterday.
Good. Wow, we've gone big time.
And I every time I go into a Trade Wilco at like 5 o'clock, you guys are
We're
on.
We're playing?
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So
I did not know that.
You're all over town.
Well, that's
you're all
fun.
Over town.
Well, we've got it going on with the Grapevine. You can hear it first on the Grapevine on many things.
Star 94.3, if you have not heard of the Greenville Grapevine. These women are getting it done in the afternoons.
We have a lot of fun. I don't know if we're getting
it done. And you guys don't, we do political talk most of the time.
And we do not.
With Tom and Sadie. These guys over there don't do political talk. They just do a lot of fun stuff.
Yes. Actually, the police chief is coming on next week.
Oh, really?
Tuesday night. Yes, yes.
Oh, good.
We've been trying to work that out for about 2 months now.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Well, I wanted to have you come over because we're 1 week away from Home Fest 13, and I know you and Hank and the folks at the Home Builders Association have been working really hard on this. And we're going to have some folks stopping by this morning. We're going to be featuring some of the folks that will have displays at Home Fest 13.
Yes.
And we are now 1 week away from giving away that new Dream Kitchen Makeover.
Isn't that exciting?
A big remodeling project for the kitchen. And some of those folks are going to be in this morning.
I sure hope so. They got the memo.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So, I saw your memo that went out to everybody. So, we don't really know who's coming by. We also have some folks from D.H. Connolly coming by. My buddy Will Sanderson is coming by. And I believe... I think they said Richard Alsbrook from Greenville Police is going to be by.
Yeah, he's got a child, I think, that plays mini sports.
They are getting ready to raffle off a car from Brown & Wood.
What?
Yeah.
Snap.
Yes.
Really? Can I win that?
And, sure.
Oh, my God.
No, it has nothing to do with the radio station.
And
so.
I guess school board member, maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know either.
God, that'd be awesome.
You know, being on that school, if that school board keeps you from winning the car, if I were you, I'd resign. In fact, I'd resign if I didn't want to call off that board.
Okay, don't go there this morning. It's Friday. It's Friday. We're going to have a good day.
So some of those folks that can come about. And also Representative Brian Brown, whose business we're in this morning, will give us a...
Is it John Tipton coming on today?
Yeah, John Tipton from the Home Builders also, I think.
Good.
In fact, we sent the memo to him to be here around 7:30. What are the chances?
8:30. John, if you're listening.
What are the chances Tipton will show up at 7:30?
Well, he has a newborn at home and all kinds of busy things.
I need to get, speaking of Brian Brown, and you'll appreciate this, two leaked memos.
Leaked? Is that what you said?
Leaked.
Okay.
Two leaked memos making the news here on our show this morning.
Uh-oh.
One that is statewide this morning that's a pretty big deal. And then one that I'm going to tell you about that has not been reported in the media that I'm going to, that's been leaked to me. That I'm going to talk about this morning.
Alrighty then.
Regarding the Greenville City Council.
Uh-oh.
I have a leaked memo that proves that
is it from a reliable source?
Oh, I've seen the memo.
Okay, just checking. I don't like those unanimous, I mean, this anonymous, I should say, not unanimous.
This is breaking news. It once again, it just shows the level of lack of harmony on the Greenville City Council, which we'll talk about in a minute. But let's talk about this big statewide story that's breaking this morning. We're finding out this morning, and it's in every newspaper in the state this morning.
It actually says leaked memo.
Yeah, there is a memo that has been written by an organization in Raleigh. And the organization is called Blueprint North Carolina. Now, let me tell you about Blueprint North Carolina, if you don't know about them. They basically are comprised of every left, liberal-leaning organization in the state of North Carolina. And I'll start to name them if you want me to. You know,
do
you
want to
hear
something? Do we want you to?
Well, let me just name one that my friend Chris Fitzsimon, NC Policy Watch, is certainly. And so you wonder who actually wrote this memo. But here's the thing. This proves that there is a not just a haphazard effort, but a coordinated effort to discredit Governor McCrory, to discredit Speaker of the House Tom Tillis, and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger.
But in all fairness, didn't the Republicans do that to Purdue when she was in office?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, just checking.
I am just checking.
They all play the game.
I'm talking about a memo that's been sent out to different organizations saying, here are the things we need to do to discredit the governor.
Okay.
Nobody needed to put a memo out to help discredit Beth Purdue.
Just checking, just trying to play the devil's advocate here.
Listen to this. I mean, you know, you got a brand new administration coming on, and all we hear from the Democrats is, you know, let's work together. Let's work together. Let's help each other out. Listen to what they're really saying behind the scenes. Here's the article in this morning's News Observer. With Republican Governor Pat McCrory and other conservatives controlling the state government, what's a North Carolina liberal to do? According to one group, they should cripple their leaders. Cripple their leaders? I mean, you're using terminology like cripple their leaders? McCrory, Tillis, Berger, eviscerate the leadership and weaken their ability to govern. Now, did anybody remember the term eviscerate?
Yes.
Remember who used that? That was used by the guy from Public Policy Polling. That word was used during the campaign when he said the only way to beat Pat McCrory is to eviscerate him. So, you know, there's this effort to, let's think about the verbs here.
That's a strong word.
We're going to cripple them, we're going to eviscerate them. Pressure McCrory at every public event, slam him when he contradicts his promises. Those are among the talking points and action steps in a memo forwarded by Blueprint North Carolina, which is a partnership of advocacy and policy groups in Raleigh. The memo was emailed to groups last week with a warning, it's confidential to Blueprint, so please be careful. Share with your boards and appropriate staff, but not the whole world. Well, guess what? It's now being shared with the whole world.
Haven't we figured out now, whether you believe in all this or not, haven't we figured out that things do get leaked on the Internet? I mean, really, why would you even do that?
It blows my mind.
It's going to get before somebody's computer, and I don't care who you are.
Here's the deal. If you put something in writing today, it's going to get leaked if it's controversial.
That's exactly Somebody's going to see it. And
it said, among
what?
Other things, the talking points said that McCrory is extremely thin-skinned. It also mentions that House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate President Phil Berger of Eden, that it mentions them as well, recommends, listen to this, they're talking about following these guys around in their public and their private lives with people with video cameras.
Try to catch them.
They're trying to catch them doing just anything. Just anything. And so, you know, all of a sudden, you know, for those of us who interact with these guys, you kind of get the feeling that, wow, if I'm talking to Governor McCrory or Speaker Tillis, I'm going to be with Speaker Tillis tonight. You get the feeling, is there somebody taping this conversation? Is there a microphone nearby that they're trying to hear what I'm saying, what he's saying?
Well, I mean, honestly, in reality, that's been going on a long time. Now, why somebody would put that in print and then send it out on email, I don't really know.
You're right, but the news here...
it has been going on a long time.
But the news here is that they are actually sending out a memo telling people to do it.
I understand, but that's the dumber part of this, is that somebody would actually put it on a piece of paper or a computer and send it out, because it's all been going on for a long
time.
Well,
I mean, and then of course, you know, I get on Facebook and Jeannie Bonds, who is a huge liberal consultant. And I mean, you can almost see when you look at some of these guys' Facebook posts, they're taking it word for word from these memos. Here's the other thing. You talked, McGee, about Larry Hall, the guy who did the response to McCrory's State of the State address. They have now taken... some of the newspaper guys have taken some of his remarks, and they've gone back and looked in the memo, word for word out of the memo. Some of the things that Larry Hall said in his response to McCrory's speech on Monday night were word for word taken out of this memo. So, you know, they're definitely doing it. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. Blueprint, this Blueprint group, what did I say their name is? Blueprint...
That's what you said.
Shoot, I can't. Blueprint North Carolina. They get funding from nonprofit foundations like the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Z. Smith Reynolds is?
No.
They're the biggest charitable trust in the state. I mean, they give money to all sorts of charitable organizations. Oh, my Lord.
Look at John Tipton
has arrived at 20. When he heard us slamming him, he put his foot down on the pedal.
He drove in here speeding around. Look at
have
it.
Some breakfast, Tipton. I never thought I'd say this, but you're early.
Look at him. He's right proud of himself.
John Tipton of the Home Builders Association just walked
in. He's like, quit busting on me. I'm here.
Just to prove it, let's say good morning.
Good morning.
There he is.
Great.
7:25.
He stepped up on to put the metal to the pedal.
They can say goodbye to their funding from Z. Smith Reynolds, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Okay.
They can say goodbye to that, you know, because Z. Smith Reynolds, by law, is not... you cannot get money from Z. Smith Reynolds or any of the charitable foundations if you are a partisan organization. And so you can say goodbye to that. So now there's the memo that's been leaked statewide. Now, I am in possession of an email that was sent by City Councilman Calvin Mercer to a select group of his supporters, encouraging them to send letters to the editor and other things. And he actually suggests in there some of the things that they should send letters to the editor on.
Did he write the letters?
He wrote the memo.
Okay.
He wrote the memo saying, here are some of the things that you should send letters to the editor. And by the way, if you'd like to do it anonymously, send it to Bless Your Heart. And he even goes through a painstaking instruction in the memo about how you can actually get something and Bless Your Heart and make sure that your name is never attached to it. So now I ask you, is that the right thing for a city council person to be doing?
But do you think that's new also?
I think that is new.
Do you?
I don't think I've ever known of a city council
again,
person
again, it may not be a new method of trying to get the word out to be controversial, but to put it in an email form and send it out.
To send it to your supporters to try to rally them to say negative things about the other city council people,
right.
I think is wrong. And,
I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying the bigger mistake was to send it out the email
form. I think it's unethical. I really do. I think that's unethical. Now, City Councilman Dennis Mitchell got a hold of this email from Mercer and sent it to the city manager.
Oh, dear.
And all the other city council people, including Calvin Mercer, to let him know that the other city council people now have the memo. But here's the thing. You know, here's my point about it. I keep talking about this stupid bless your heart column in the Greenville newspaper. You know, and I read things in there. There was something there this week about us again. You know, there was something there about, you know, and of course they never call me by name. They call me the local radio show or the local radio announcer. But,
that
you know, this is also a coordinated effort by a small group of people to try to further their small agenda. And so, you know, here's the thing. You cannot like what we say here. You cannot like my politics. You cannot like, but here's what you can always do. You always have an open door to come on the show or call the show, and you will get a hearing on this show no matter what your opinion is. The idea that you're willing to write this anonymous negative comment to the paper and not take responsibility for it is cowardly.
You've noticed the public forums have dwindled down to maybe two letters a day, where it used to be four, five, six letters, really, and especially if it was a heightened topic where something controversial in the city happened. Now they're all in the bless your hearts because people don't want to sign their names. But,
I think the newspaper can do what they want. They're a private business, but, you know, there's also a matter of public trust. And now that we know that a lot of these negative comments in the bless your heart section or negative letters to the editor are coming from Calvin Mercer supporters at his request.
You don't know that right now. You don't know how many of those were that yet. You can assume from this point on.
Okay, let me rephrase.
You don't know. You don't know.
I'll rephrase, Judge.
If they're anonymous, how do you know who they're from?
Here's the thing. Now that we know that there is a coordinated effort on the part of at least one city council person to try to influence what is written in these stupid columns.
Right.
To me, anything you see like that in the future, you have to question, did that come from the city council person?
You have to give credit where credit's due to the Reflector in that those stupid comments that may have been submitted, people read them. We talk about it often on this show and other shows, and it obviously creates a interest of, oh my gosh, what are these people going to say? What are they going to write? And people read it, so good for them. I mean, they take the time to write it, and I don't think that it's necessary that they keep it anonymous, but they do, and people read it. It's probably the most read part of the newspaper.
Yeah. Well, it's like the comment section on a news website.
Yeah.
People just skip the story now and
it goes straight
to the comments.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, I just got a text from a friend saying, remember when the left blasted Rush for saying he didn't want Obama to succeed? This is 10 times worse, and where's the outrage?
Well, there you go.
Where is the outrage on this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we've got some of our folks coming in, so we're going to take a break.
Awesome.
John Tipton's going to be on.
The
we'll
man.
Take a quick
the
break. Let's do a few sports headlines before the break, though. McGee is here with sports. It's a big weekend in auto racing. Daytona 500. Oscar weekend. Is that sports? Oh, that's not sports.
No. And Bobby Tripp's here with Dr. Patty Harson. He's one of our
heard in the
Parth is coming.
Parth the daughter's
coming. If you mean Oscar Pistorius weekend, then that's sports. But Oscar weekend, no. If you kind of catch my drift.
The Oscars are this weekend? Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Sunday night.
I should know that.
Sunday night. What's the guy? There's a big to-do about who's going to host it. It's the Family Guy.
Yes.
Seth MacFarlane. He's really funny. I think he'll be great.
Yeah, I
really enjoy his humor. All right, 7:31. Here's McGee on sports.
EC picked up a much-needed win on the diamond yesterday, 8-2 over Illinois in the opening game of the Keith LeClair Classic. It was the Pirates' first win of the season. It came into that game 0-3. Jeff Hoffman picking up the win for ECU, striking out 9 6 2/3, allowing one run on six hits with one walk. Today's schedule altered because of expected inclement weather in the area. ECU originally scheduled to play New Mexico State at 5 o'clock, but will instead face Boston College at 6, Ohio and Illinois are scheduled to play at 10 a.m., followed by Ohio against New Mexico State at 2 o'clock. On the hardwood last night, Seth Curry scored 19 of his 22 points in the first half as number 6 Duke rolled past Virginia Tech 88-56. That game was not close at all. Blue Devils moved to 23-3 overall, 10-3 in the ACC. A couple of high school basketball tournament scores. Semifinal action from Thursday night. Bertie knocking off Hertford County in 3A-2A. Boys action 63-57. Northside over Richland 63-46. And Southern Wayne knocked off CB Acock 58-55. Triton knocked off North Lenore 62-58. And yes, the Daytona 500 commences this weekend. Our own Scott Chick is in the house for that race on Sunday. Danica Patrick, the first woman in history to have the pole in the Daytona 500. I think he's been there since last Sunday.
He's in redneck heaven down there. Probably listening this morning. No, he's not. He's not able to get up yet. Literally. All right, 7:33, our news and weather update this hour, brought to you by our friends at Suddenlink. And I wasn't prepared for this, McGee. I need to pull up my Suddenlink script. I will tell you this, coming up in news, a 14-year-old arrested last night for shooting into a home. So McGee will have details on that coming up in news in just a moment. And I'll tell you about Suddenlink when we take a break, because I can't pull my script up. But it's 7:33 right now, 27 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. More news, sports, weather, and a lot of free stuff this morning at... boy, look at the crowd already in here this morning. We got a... What is it? Oh, we got all the folks at Christ Covenant School here. All right, very good. Christ Covenant in the house.
CCS.
All right, that's good. The breakfast buffet is out. We're live here at Rep Express Catering, and it's free breakfast buffet Friday. Come on by. It's the community breakfast. Rochelle and Brian Brown are here. Well, Brian's not here. He had a breakfast, but he's on the way. And we're going to talk to a lot of the Home Fest contributors this morning. We're going to talk about how you can win a car this morning. It's about how you can win a kitchen this morning. Lots of stuff going on at Rep Express, and the breakfast is out, and it's free. Come on by. 7:34. We'll be right back.
Hello, thanks for choosing Pews. Excuse me.
Mr. Pewsman, sounds like you've been shopping for new tires.
How's that?
Because my dad's been shopping for tires, and he said Pew's tire prices are nothing to sneeze at.
Really? Well, we do have a...
He said he shopped everywhere, and no one has better prices on tires than Pew's.
Did he now? Well, I would have to agree.
Mom said she chooses Pew's because those other tire and service places give her the heartburn. Do you think those high prices at the other tire dealers could make you catch the ammonia?
That's pneumonia.
Duh. Yeah, I need that.
When you choose Pews, the first price is the right price guaranteed. For quality tires and automotive service you can trust in Greenville and Washington, choose Pews. Or visit ChoosePews.com for money-saving coupons today. That's ChoosePews.com.
Was that pneumonia?
Pneumonia!
This is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. It's important to have a good experience in your home buying or refinance process. The very first thing you should do is to call us, Talbot Green, and the staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage. With all the unknowns in today's real estate market, you need a seasoned lender to make sure your buying experience is smooth. Talbot Green, Katie Strickland, Denise Worsley, and Jeff Tant have over 60 years of experience combined. D&J Gateway Mortgage has the ability to make your buying and refinance experience a success. Realtors suggest calling us first to determine your price range. If you're interested in buying a new primary or second home, you need to know how much you're pre-qualified to buy. So before you even start looking for properties, call our office and we'll give you all the information you need to get started. Interest rates are at new historical lows. We're getting our customers rates as low as 2.75%. Call us today. D&J Gateway Mortgage, 565-4377. That's 565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
2249, do it signing on Dart Lee. See dealer for details.
It's that time of year again.
It's Truck Month at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Did you see this year's best Super Bowl ad about the farmer featuring the Ram 1500?
During Truck Month, buy the 2013 Ram 1500 and get up to $8,000 in rebate.
You'll also
also save big when you lease a new car like the all-new 2013 Dodge Dart.
You can drive the new Dodge Dart for just $149 a month.
That's right, just $149 a month to lease the all-new Dodge Dart.
And the savings on new cars
keep coming.
East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep has 2013 Dodge Avenger starting at just
$16,995.
That's less than $17,000 for a new Avenger.
That's a steal. Don't miss Truck Month and huge savings on Dodge Dart and Avenger.
This is Chip Davis. Don't miss our Customer Appreciation Days at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville and at ecauto.com.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
34 degrees at 7:37. Here are some news headlines this morning from Talk of the Town. Three Pitt County men are accused of beating and then choking to death a puppy on Tuesday. Deputies have charged Demetrius Crumble, Evan Harrington, and Kendrick Fitchett with felony cruelty to animals. Deputies say just before 5 o'clock on Tuesday, a neighbor on Carolyn Street saw three people beat and then choke the dog to death with a telephone cord. Investigators say the three then drug the pit terrier mix into a ditch and left it there, where deputies found the dog dead. The three men are also charged with improper disposal of an animal. Crumble is under a $60,000 bond, while Harrington and Fitchett have $35,000 bonds. Jail officials say a man was arrested overnight on 24 different charges from three counties. 41-year-old Clinton Dawson of Greenville is currently in the Pitt County Detention Center. They say Dawson is facing 24 charges, 18 of them stemming from breaking the terms of his previous bond modification here in Pitt County. Dawson also faces three counts of felony larceny in Duplin County and in Beaufort County. Officials say he's being charged with felony larceny, possession of stolen goods, and first-degree trespassing. Three people were sent to the hospital following a three-car accident in Greenville Thursday night. It happened around 7:40 on Charles Boulevard and Turnberry Drive. At this point, officials are not exactly sure how the accident occurred. According to Greenville Fire and Rescue officials, the injuries are not life-threatening. Two men who robbed a Family Dollar store on South Memorial Drive on about 10 o'clock Wednesday remain at large on Thursday. Now, the men entered and threatened two employees at the store at 2530 South Memorial Drive near Arlington Boulevard. This according to Greenville Police. One man was armed with a stainless or silver-colored semi-automatic handgun. That according to a news release, no injuries were reported. And the story that Henry just alluded to before that last break, a few minutes before 1 a.m. on Friday this morning, Greenville police officers responded to 210 Hudson Street for a report of gunshots being fired into a residence. When police arrived, they found bullet holes in the residence that had multiple occupants, including children, inside. Shortly afterwards, Officer Magunya of the B Platoon of the GPD was patrolling near the crime scene perimeter when he observed a juvenile running toward him from the direction of the crime scene. He exited his patrol car and challenged the juvenile. The juvenile threw down a handgun in the street and surrendered to police. Parents of that boy were notified. Detectives from the Special Victims Unit and the GPD gang unit responded to assist with the investigation. They obtained and served a security custody order for that juvenile against the boy, and he was confined at the Pitt County Detention Center. Those are your news headlines at 7:40.
7 WTIB weather.
Cloudy, occasional rain showers today. There still could be some frozen rain and frozen sleet on the road where you are. We didn't have much of that in Greenville, but up toward the northeast, Bertie County, up toward that way, and Hertford County, you folks be careful driving around up there around the Hosky and Windsor this morning, because some sleet early this morning still on the roads. In fact, the schools are still closed up there for a couple hours. Chance of rain 50% rest of the day. Heavy rain tonight, a soaking rain overnight for a few rumbles of thunder, possible overnight low 39, and then rain all day tomorrow. Cloudy and periods of rain off and on all day tomorrow, 53 over for the high tomorrow. Finally, the sun will come out on Sunday, and temperatures will be back in the 60s. So Sunday looks like a pretty good day, but McGee, is going to be too wet to golf. Because it's going to rain all day today and off and on tonight,
yeah, which
and
is discouraging.
All day tomorrow. Yeah, 34 degrees at 7:42. Welcome into Rep Express Catering. And we're going to talk to Rochelle in a minute. Our news and weather update this hour brought to you by Suddenlink, offering free installation now on new TV, internet, and phone bundles. You can call them and find out how to take advantage of this great deal. And don't forget, if you're a satellite subscriber, you could be facing increases of up to $180 this year. So dump that dish before they dump higher rates on you. Get $300 in savings when you kick satellite to the curb and bundle with Suddenlink. And some great movies right now on free video on demand. If you've got Suddenlink, you can watch Argo, which, by the way, has been nominated again, nominated for Picture of the Year, which keeps the ECU streak alive. Listen to this. Argo, and one of the people in Argo is Michael Chifo, who is Beth Grant's husband. Beth Grant, of course, our buddy, we went to school with at ECU.
I did not know that.
Yep. For the past 8 years, an ECU alumnus or part of an alumnus family has had a role in an Oscar-nominated or Oscar-winning film. In the words of Good Will Hunting, how do you like them purple apples? 6 of 8 years, someone in the Beth Grant, Michael Chifo family has been in an Oscar-nominated or Oscar-winning film. All the way back to 2006. In 2006, Sandra Bullock was nominated for Best Picture, and it won Best Picture in Crash. In 2007, Beth Grant was nominated. The picture she was in was nominated for Best Picture of the Year, which was Little Miss Sunshine. In 2008, Beth was in No Country for Old Men, which won Best Picture. In 2009, Beth was in Crazy Heart, which was nominated, which I believe won Best Picture. And it definitely won Best Actor. Remember her love scene with Jeff Bridges in that in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
I had to call Beth after that and give her grief for going to bed with Jeff Bridges. And then in 2010, Sandra Bullock won the Best Actress for The Blind Side. In 2011, Beth Grant was in the Best Animated Feature Film, which was Rango. In 2012, Beth was in the Best Picture winner, which was The Artist last year. And this year, Beth's husband, Michael Chifo, has been nominated. He's in the nominated film for Best Picture, Argo. How about that? That's an amazing thing. For the past 8 years, an ECU alum or a member of an ECU alum's family has been nominated for an Oscar. That's pretty neat. 749. Put that up against the Southern California UCLA School of Motion Pictures. I bet you we would rank higher than them. What do you think? Pretty good stuff. But anyway, back to Suddenlink. Call them and sign up. Suddenlink at 866-432-1184. And again, Argo is now on video on demand, and it's probably going to win Best Picture on Sunday night. And I've seen Argo. Have you seen it, Rochelle?
I have not.
Well, you need to turn into video on demand and watch it.
I do. I just need to get away from work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
watch Rochelle Brown is here. We're live at Rep Express this morning, and the monthly community breakfast is underway, and Rochelle is here this morning. How you doing? You look marvelous, by the way.
Oh, why, thank you. Thank you. I'm not feeling it lately, so I'll take it.
People need to know that we have another little Representative Brown on the way. when are we expecting the new arrival?
June 3rd is our due date, so we're very excited.
You look terrific.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, let's talk about the main thing today, which is the star of our show today, which is the food. Because it's free. It's the community breakfast buffet here at Rep Express this morning. It looks like a Southern fare this morning on the buffet.
You know, it's funny. We take a lot of thought to come up with new things that we think the customers will like. So today it's chicken and waffles. So
chicken and waffles, McGee!
Something fun, something a little festive and different, and
that's my kind of food right there.
Cheddar grits are up there, but yeah. We had a group of kids just come in and they seem to really, really enjoy that. So
they were hitting the buffet pretty hard, I think. That group from Christ Covenant School just left.
So, yeah, so come on in. It is free. Great price. Chicken and waffles and, of course, coffee, juice, all those things are out for you.
And we're also letting you register to win some tickets to the next ECU home game, which is coming up this week, McGee. Isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Don't we have a game this week sometime?
Yeah, it's coming up this week.
Check it out. All right, very good. And you're going to come back next hour, and Brian's going to be on next hour.
Okay, wonderful. I get to see him.
Yeah.
Now that Brian is our representative in the legislature, you don't get to see him much?
I don't. He is hard at work in Raleigh. We see him Fridays. He's in town, but he's usually pretty booked up. But we do see him, you know, on the weekends here and there. So, yeah excited.
Are you spending any time in Raleigh? Or are you back here running the business?
Somebody's got to work. So, yeah, I'm here. No. I try to, you know, go to whatever events I can. But, yeah, I've been pretty busy here. We've been blessed with never a dull moment here at Rep Express. So I've been here and staying busy. So, yeah.
Well, very good. Well, thanks for having us this morning. It's always great to see you.
Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
And thanks for the chicken and waffles this morning. Chicken and waffles on the buffet this morning. Chicken and waffles and cheddar grits.
You can't
if you are in the
game.
Area, you want to... How is it, Andrea? Was it good? Very good right. This morning.
And then that next UC home basketball game is going to be on the 6th of March, which will be after the Southern Miss game.
Wow, really?
So, a couple weeks away.
No kidding. They've got a long road trip. Well, let's get on to the main guy. We made him get here early, and now we made him wait a few minutes. How are you?
Killing
John,
you.
John Tipton, who
good
is
morning.
On the board for the Greenville Home Builders Association, is here. And we're very excited about 1 week from tomorrow. We're closing in now on Home Fest 13. It's going to be a huge show, and we got a lot of the folks coming by to talk to us about different displays and such this morning. But, John, congratulations. You guys have done a great job putting this together.
Well, we've tried. I can't believe it's only a week away. It seems pretty quick. But, yeah, it's going to be a good show. Actually, I was talking to a lot of the people that are going to be in it yesterday about the seminars and the forums that are going to be going on kind of during the day, and we've got some really neat stuff going on. We've got some folks coming in talking about bird watching early in the morning. I know you're a big bird watcher. You know,
I know there are a lot of people who are, but I know that's not me. So in addition to the expo booths where people can learn about the latest in home remodeling and
absolutely.
And different things like that, and the kitchen remodeling giveaway that will happen mid-afternoon, you got some seminars also.
Seminars and forums. Not only that, like I said, at 9 o'clock, then at 10 we have the Master Gardeners. Danny Lauderdale is going to have a bunch of his Master Gardeners. They're also going to have a display on hand, and they're going to be there all day. So if you have any questions about gardening or anything that, you know, why can't I make my azaleas live, come on out. They'd love to talk to you about
Danny
it.
Danny is the expert.
He is the expert. And then we've got Chef Mike Santos coming in to do a demonstration of cooking after that at 11. And then at 12, we're going to have some energy guys come in and talk to you about some of the myths out there that I hear every day, like, you know, green building. People talk about, hey, can you build me a green home? I want something green. And I say, okay, what shade? Would you like a Kelly green, more of an emerald color? But the fact is a lot of people don't know what it is. You ask them, so, well, I want a green home. Okay, well, what makes it green? And they can't tell you. So they're going to talk about that.
It's something they read on a liberal website somewhere.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say.
You're not going there, are you?
There's a lot of myths involved. Yeah. But they're going to talk about it. And they're also going to talk about ways that you can do things in your house and just your normal everyday stuff to make your house more energy efficient, which I think is fantastic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have some guys from the code enforcement, Les Everett, our chief building inspector, and Mike Brown, who sits on the board. And then we're having some guys come down from the North Carolina Home Builders Association and talk turkey about everything that you need to know as a homeowner. So all this stuff's going to be really great, but what's really nice is at 3 o'clock, Judy Morgan and a panel of designers are going to be there, and they're going to do an open forum. So if you've got any kind of questions about design in your house, home decorating, anything that you know might be a quandary for you, they're going to be there on hand.
Judy Morgan, she is an expert.
She's
a great interior designer. She did my home, and man, she got in there and did wonders with the space we had.
Yeah, I talked to her for a while yesterday, and she's real jazzed up about it and real happy about having, you know, the opportunity to help some folks out. So, yeah, they'll be...
All right, very good. So it's next Saturday, and again, also mid-afternoon, you're going to have a chance to win a new kitchen remodeling project, and I think some of the folks that are going to participate in that are going to be here this morning.
Well, that kind of works out, too, because if you qualify to win the new kitchen... That's going to be right about the time that Judy and her staff is will be around.
Help you design it.
So not only do you get a free kitchen, you get some expert advice on how to arrange it in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty neat stuff.
Great idea. Great idea. All right, it's HomeFest 13, the Greenville Home Builders Association. This is going to be one of the largest shows that we've had in Greenville in many, many, many years. The economy's gotten better, and we were happy to partner with the home builders on this year. We're really excited about our involvement in it. We appreciate you letting us be a part of it.
Yeah, you know, it's been a really, really good marriage, and we've enjoyed having you. I mean, I think that it's been beneficial to everybody involved.
It's been fun to do.
Sure.
All right, well, hang around. I think we got some more folks coming in. We'll talk a little bit more later on.
Be here.
Good to see you.
Congratulations, by the way.
John Tipton. Oh, I forgot. John's a new father now.
I am. And I've got the bag.
Was it a boy? You got a little girl?
No, I got a little boy.
You got a little boy, yeah. How's he doing?
He's sleeping? Chess is good. He sleeps some.
Yeah.
Not necessarily when you want him to, but he's his own man, you know.
He's his own man.
He does his own thing.
Yeah. Has he got the Tipton beard yet?
He's working on it. He's got some nice chops working in now. But not quite. The good, you know.
He doesn't have the full growth.
His goatee is not quite what it needs to be.
Give it some time.
But, he's working on it.
Hey, he's got the genes.
He's got a nice right hand, though, which, you know, he's working on, you know, his right and his left.
He can clock you?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's strong.
All right, John. Thank you, man. Good to see you. Let's go ahead and get our last break in. We're live at Rep Express Catering. Come on by. It's a free breakfast buffet this morning. It's chicken and waffles and grits. For crying out loud, you can't beat that. And it's free. That's the best part about it. Live at Rep Express Catering. Stay with us. We're coming back. More Talk of the Town on the road this morning at Rep Express Catering here on Red Banks Road across from the bowling alley. Come on out and see us. We'll be right back.
Six-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, 4,500 total, do it sunny with approved credit. Life, it's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Accord LX. Pick your color and pay just $169 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Or hey, the Honda Odyssey, a family fave that's only $269 a month right now. Now at Bob Barber. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owns, plenty of choices, because life is about choices. And when you add in Bob Barber's free lifetime warranty, well, the choice is simple. Four Hondas, four low monthly payments for a limited time. Only at Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. For credit assistance, call 800-NEXT-HONDA. That's 1-800-NEXT-HONDA.
Bob Barber Honda!
Say hello to U.S. Cellular's unbelievable sales event with deals so incredible you might not believe them. Like a free Motorola Electrify M when you buy one for $99.99. U.S. Cellular's unbelievable sales event. Now through April 1st. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable smartphone data plans required. New 2-year agreements and $30 activation fees may apply. See store for details.
Real Wireless with locations in Williamston, Robertsonville, Windsor, and Ahoskey. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla Español en todos los tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, Jim McLean, had to say.
I've been with Navy Mutual for over 30 years. They have always provided the best life insurance products at the lowest cost and the best tax-deferred savings growth of any company I have ever known.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, and trust are the cornerstones in which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
At the new Brown & Wood Mazda for February, sweetheart deals are here. Like 0% interest on most 13 models and discounts up to $7,000 on certain CX-9s. If it's low payments you're about, how's only $159 for the 40-mile-per-gallon Mazda 3 or $219 for the gas-sipping CX-5? Finally, check out the sophisticated styling of the 2014 Mazda 6. It's sure to take the world of sports sedan by storm. These are only a few reasons Brown & Wood Mazda has been your dealer of choice for 75 years. 0% interest for well-qualified buyers. Payments based on 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, up to $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tags, and $49 admin fee.
Well, we always figured he'd be a doctor or a lawyer.
He's a deadbeat, Martha.
He's been called the host only a mother could love. Here's Henry Hinton on 103.7 WTIB.
Talk of the town on location this morning. We are live at Ref Express Catering. Some of our friends coming in. We're going to be talking about Homefest 13 in a few minutes. The breakfast buffet is out, and it is free this morning. Come on by and have some with us. We're live on location at Ref Express across from the bowling alley on Red Banks Road, and we are brought to you in part, as we are every Friday, by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. And look who's here. It's a member of the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. It's Jude Watts. Good morning, Jude. How are you?
Good morning, Henry. Good morning.
Good to see you. You're a buyer's agent?
Yes, I am.
At Homer Tire?
Yes, I am.
Is it true that you can be fired at any time and we don't have to pay you anything?
Yes, we sure can. We can be fired at any time.
Unfortunately,
we can be fired.
You guys have these rules that nobody else seems to have in the real estate business. And the real estate market has been kind of tough, but you guys have done well through it all, because I know I've sat through the process over there, and I know what you guys do to bring prospects to the table. It's a pretty intricate process over there.
Yeah, Homer does a really good job of bringing people to the marketplace, getting people to driving to our homes and to our listings that we have.
Yeah. And, but you, as a buyer's agent, you represent buyers that go out. I know you're representing someone very close to me right now.
That's correct, Henry. We actually work with several buyers, and like I said, Homer does a great job of getting us plenty of people to talk to every day. Every day I could talk to up to 100 people every day if I wanted to, of names and leads that he gives us every single day. So
yeah, if you want to talk to Jude, call him 758-HOME, or you want to talk to Homer, 758-4663. You can go online to GuaranteedSellNC.com. And what I love about you is the guarantee that, you know, if you list the home over there and you don't sell it by the deadline and the date that you need it sold, that literally Homer will buy the home from you. He really does that, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And obviously, we're not in the business of buying homes, so we definitely do a good job of trying to sell your home. So.
He doesn't want to buy it, but he will buy it. That's
right.
Part of the deal. That's the Homer Tire Guarantee, so check it out, 758-HOME. Good to see you, Jude.
Good to see you.
All right, have some
breakfast. Happy
birthday,
Jude.
Yeah,
birthday.
When was your birthday?
On the 11th.
Oh, that's the same date as my sister's birthday. Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you.
All right, 7:50. Now, what's coming up on 8 o'clock now? Just a couple seconds away from 8 o'clock, so we'll take a news break. We'll come back live to Ref Express. Come on out. The food is free, and it's out.
This is 103.7 WTIB, Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount. Get our Facebook link at WTIBFM.com.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. A judge in South Africa will issue a decision shortly on whether to release Olympic sprinter Oscar Pistorius on bail while he awaits trial for the shooting death of his girlfriend. ABC's Bozzy Kanani with more from Pretoria.
In closing arguments today, prosecutors said Pistorius' version of why he shot his girlfriend, model Reva Steenkamp, on Valentine's Day was improbable. They believe he intentionally killed her after an argument, that when she locked herself in his bathroom, he took a gun from under his bed and fired at her through the door four times.
The defense attorneys insist it was an accident that Pistorius mistook his girlfriend for an intruder. Police in Nevada have alerted neighboring states to be on the lookout for a Range Rover that was involved in a shooting and a fiery crash on the Vegas Strip early yesterday that left three people dead. Police in Birmingham, England have arrested three men for plotting a terror attack. More from ABC's Nick Schifrin in London.
The three men said they wanted to create another 9/11. They planned on launching 8 to 10 suicide and time bombs in the UK made from cold pack treatments. They even traveled to Pakistan to train and had to hide from American drones. In the end, police arrested them before they could create any working bombs or even discuss targets.
Wisconsin and Michigan expecting a half foot of snow today from the storm that buried Kansas and Missouri yesterday. ABC's Tamon Bradley says not everybody's complaining.
At yesterday's peak, snow fell up to 3 inches per hour in some places. Some in the Midwest welcomed the damp conditions. Drought-plagued farmers called the snow a blessing.
This will get our spring crops growing, our oats and our alfalfa and our spring pasture.
A medical helicopter has crashed in Oklahoma City, killing two people and injuring a third. Authorities say the crash happened near St. Anne Nursing Home, northwest of Oklahoma City. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
New York City police have questioned the teen behind a disturbing video that shows two young girls being encouraged to fight. ABC's Erin Katursky with more.
With her older sister instigating, a six-year-old in a puffy coat brawls in a Bronx park with another girl about her age. The video went viral on YouTube. Both girls ended up crying after the fight, which happened last month. The mother of the six-year-old saw the video and alerted the authorities. Police say the teen who encouraged her sister to hit the other girl and others heard on the video cheering them on could face charges of endangering the welfare of children.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia has called on Russian authorities to stop the sensational exploitation of the death of a three-year-old Russian boy adopted in the U.S. Last month's death of three-year-old Max Shatto from unexplained causes has fueled a fight over Russian adoptions in the U.S. Senior Russian officials accuse the boy's Texas mother of killing him. Medical examiner's office hasn't officially announced the cause of death. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Okay, welcome in. Huge crowd on hand this morning. We're live at Rep Express Catering on Red Banks Road across from the AMF Bowling Alley down here on Red Banks Road this morning. And this is one of the days I look forward to every month because it's our big community breakfast. And Brian and Rochelle Brown put out a huge spread. It's a breakfast buffet. And we have friends that stop by and eat and come by and say hello and have a cup of coffee with us. And that's what's going on this morning. You know, I love this day because we get, you know, people come by and I get to see many people that I don't get to see. Everybody's working, but this is a time when people just can kind of come in and socialize before they go to work in the morning. And we always have a good turnout here. It's really neat.
I think it's places like this, like Rep Express, really make you appreciate Greenville and Pitt County. You don't get this in other cities. You know, people that you know come out and hang out. You're talking, you're hanging out. You don't get
this. It's a good little community event, and that's why Brian and Rochelle do it. Of course, Brian is now in the legislature, but he was doing this before that. By the way, Representative Brown is going to be with us in a few minutes, and we'll get a Raleigh update on what's going on in the legislature. But we're also going to be featuring some of the folks that are going to be in HomeFest 13 this hour. I just saw Partha Dartridge, who is here. We're going to have you on in a minute, Partha. From Dartridge Oil and Gas and the Fireplace and Patio Shop. And we have John Tipton's here from the Home Builders. A week from tomorrow, the big home show in the Greenville Convention Center, so a lot to get to this hour. Also, we've got Will Sanderson from D.H. Conley High School and our buddy Richard Alsbrook, who's a Greenville police officer and a big booster at Conley. I think his son is a football player over there, isn't he?
He doesn't have a son. He has a daughter.
A daughter? Is that the deal? And Sadie Klaus has just entered the building. Hey, Sadie. How are you? Sadie looks like she just stepped off the cover of a magazine, no matter what time of day it is, doesn't she?
Poke.
Come sit down. I said, you look like you just stepped off the cover of a magazine, no matter what time of day you show up.
Oh, well, gee, thanks.
How are you? God, she always smells good, too. You got that. What do you got this morning? And look who it is. It's my grandson. My grandson. Come here, buddy. How are you?
Buddy?
Mwah. I got my grandson here. You want to be on TV? Get up here. Come on. All right, Holt. Did you have fun at Disney World?
Yeah.
Was Pop-Pop fun with you at Disney World?
Uh-huh.
What did we do that was fun?
The dragon.
We did the dragon.
The dragon.
We did the dragon. Yes, we did. And we had swimming lessons yesterday. Did you do it good?
Yeah.
What did Mr. Drew say yesterday about your swimming lessons? What did he say about you?
I'm the best swimmer on in
the... The what?
I don't know.
He said you were the best three-year-old that he had in his classes. Isn't that what he said?
Uh-huh.
This is the sweetest child on the face of the earth right here. Well, that's what the teacher said. Come on, man.
He's humble.
I got to brag on my grandson a little bit.
No, Holt is. He's not bragging on himself. He's being humble about it.
And then we went home last night, and what did we watch on TV last night? What did we watch on TV last night? Our favorite show.
Batman Beyond.
Ah, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. You want some waffles? They got waffles and chicken and grits over there this morning. You want some? Say yes, sir. All right, go get some. All right, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. The future president of the United States. Actually, I don't know if I want that for him. I wanted to do something more noble than that. Did you go to the Sadie Klaus again is here with us. Did you go to the Ben Carson event last night?
I did not go. We tried to go, but we were 30th on the waiting list.
Oh, wow.
Tom got to go.
We just saw some of the folks are here. Actually, some of the Building Hope folks are here at Rep Express this morning. But I was told that Dr. Carson was incredible last night.
I bet he was. We tried to get him on our show, but
yeah, I heard Tom talking about it the other day. What's going on with you?
Not much. I just drove our new, it's a new used car. It smells like smoke. So when you ask me about what I wear,
new used car,
I smell like cigarette smoke because my husband had a cold when he went to buy it. He bought a car
that smells like smoke.
Yes, it's a 2012. It's almost new, but he's been wanting a Chevy Malibu forever. So he found this one. He went to Goldsboro to get it. When he brought it home to show it to me, I opened the door and the cigarette smell hit me. I'm like, did you not notice that? He said, no, I have a cold.
If you get in there with that perfume that you wear, it won't take off for you. Away.
Did you buy it for your wife for Valentine's Day like you said you were going to?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. You know, we were so busy Valentine's Day. We left on Valentine's Day to go to Disney World.
Really?
So it was hard to... we ended up doing some nice things for each other. We got to Florida, but we didn't do the traditional Valentine's. We just had so much going on.
I'm just
going to
pick up that perfume for you and wrap
it's
it
awesome.
And everything. So
every
you
time
can
I walk into the studio in the afternoon when Sadie's on, the minute you walk into the studio, it just wafts in your face.
Well, people say it smells like a vanilla cake baking in the oven. It's called pink sugar. So
pink
when I
sugar,
first got it, I thought it smelled like cotton candy.
I like that.
My students love it.
Well, it's good to have you out this morning.
Well, thanks.
Go have some waffles and
get
chicken.
I'm going to. All right,
Sadie Klaus. Come by and meet Sadie Klaus. She'll autograph your, whatever you want, and she'll, and you can get a picture with the famous Sadie Klaus, who's on in the afternoons every day, Monday to Friday, with Tom and Sadie. All right, 8:10. Let's get some news headlines in. Then we're going to talk to a lot of our other friends here this morning at Rep Express Catering at 8:10. McGee's going to do the news right here this morning. What's happening in the world of news, McGee?
All right. In three Pitt County men are accused of beating and then choking to death a puppy on Tuesday. Deputies have charged Demetrius Crumble, Evan Harrington, and Kendrick Fitchett with felony cruelty to animals. Deputies say just before 5 o'clock on Tuesday, a neighbor on Carolyn Street saw three people beat and then choke the dog to death with a telephone cord. Investigators say the three then drugged the dog into a ditch and left it there where deputies found it dead later. Now, the three men are charged with improper disposal of an animal. Crumble is under a $60,000 bond, while Harrington and Fitchett have $35,000 bonds. Jail officials say a man was arrested overnight on 24 different charges from three counties. 41-year-old Clinton Dawson of Greenville is currently in the Pitt County Detention Center. They say Dawson is facing 24 charges, 18 of them stemming from breaking the terms of his previous bond modification in Pitt County. Dawson also faces three counts of felony larceny in Duplin County and in Beaufort County. Officials say he's being charged with felony larceny, possession of stolen goods, and first-degree trespassing. Two men who robbed a Family Dollar store on South Memorial Drive about 10 o'clock on Wednesday remained at large as of Thursday. The men entered and threatened two employees at the store at 2530 South Memorial Drive in Greenville, according to Greenville police. Now, one man was armed with a stainless or silver-colored semi-automatic handgun, that according to a news release. And a few minutes before 1 a.m. this morning, Greenville police responded to 210 Hudson Street for a report of gunshots being fired into a residence. When police arrived, they found bullet holes in the residence that had multiple occupants, including children inside. Now, one officer arrived, exited his patrol car, and saw a juvenile running towards him. And the juvenile then threw that handgun down and surrendered to police. Parents of that juvenile were notified. Now, detectives from the Special Victims Unit and the GPD gang unit responded to assist with the investigation. They obtained and served a secured custody order against the juvenile, and he was confined at the Pitt County Juvenile Detention Center. He is being charged with discharging a firearm into occupied property, possession of a handgun by a minor, and possession of a firearm with the serial number removed and altered.
And now, this was a 14-year-old kid.
Yes.
And so, once again, you know, when you hear a story like this, it just kind of solidifies, in my mind, the problem with what's happening out there. You got a 14-year-old kid out at 1 a.m. on a school night, arrested for firing a firearm into someone's home.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, where are the parents? Where are the parents? I mean, it's just, and you know, it's just like that parent of that kid that ended up being involved in those murders over there in the Farmville convenience store. You know, you go to the parent. The parent was like, I had nothing to do with it. I didn't know where he was.
It's sad.
I mean, you know, clearly this parent didn't know where this child was last night.
No.
Well, let me tell you where he was. He was out with a handgun firing into somebody's home. And here we go again. People will say the gun is the problem.
Yeah.
The parents are the problem. It just blows me away.
And very fortunate. There were children inside that home that this 14-year-old fired the gun into. Apparently nobody was hurt as far as we know right now. So this is a lot worse.
Crazy story. All right, 14 after. Are we done?
Yes, we're done.
14 after. Let's check some weather. The weather for the weekend looks a little rocky to start. We've got showers all day today. We've had some snow and some sleet earlier this morning. McGee, let's get that list of school closings up again, and we'll go through those if you don't mind. Rain showers this evening, steady soaking rain overnight, a few rumbles of thunder overnight, 39 the overnight low tonight, but it's going to be a soaker all night tonight. Rainfall near half an inch tonight, and then Saturday cloudy, periods of rain, high 53. Rain all day tomorrow, 80% chance. And then finally on Sunday, the sun will come out. Morning clouds followed by afternoon sun. Highs around 62. And it's about 35 degrees right now at 8:15. Beaufort County Schools are still on a 3-hour delay this morning. Bertie County Schools, a 2-hour delay. Edgecombe County Schools, a 3-hour delay this morning. Halifax County Schools, 2 hours. Hertford County Schools are delayed 2 hours this morning. And Wayne County Schools and Wilson County Schools both delayed 2 hours this morning because of some frozen precipitation that hit the roads and made the roads a little unsafe in those areas. We didn't really have that here in Pitt County. We were surrounded by it, but we didn't really have it here in Pitt County.
When the windshield wipers went across my shield this morning, it knocked off the ice. So there was,
is that right? So there was some sleet out there last night. All right, 15 after. Let's take a break again. Great crowd. Come join us. We're live at Rep Express Catering. We are located on Red Banks Road, directly across the street from the bowling alley. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about our big Dream Kitchen giveaway. We're 1 week away now. We got some folks from Home Fest to tell you what they're going to be featuring at Home Fest. And we're going to tell you when we come back about the big car raffle. Brown and Wood is giving away a car with D.H. Conley High School. We'll talk about that, tell you how you can win right after this.
Dance like MC Hammer, the good, that pump and glamour remind you of is Todd Mitchum with Mercer Glass, Eastern North Carolina's most complete glass company. Mercer Glass specializes in frameless, heavy glass shower enclosures. Remember, when you want the best quality, service, and installation, call Mercer Glass, 752-5101.
Parents, if you want to make sure this is the best school year yet, you should enroll your child now at Sylvan. Sylvan is a proven program. Sylvan guarantees progress with your child and can take the pressure off you. Here's Leslie, who has a child at Sylvan.
My son had problems with reading comprehension. We wanted to focus on helping with his math skills as well, is scoring A's and B's when he was doing C's and D's. And Sylvan has absolutely been the thing that has helped him progress to the level he needs to be in school.
Sounds like Sylvan has been the answer for your son, Leslie. Would you recommend Sylvan?
I would definitely recommend Sylvan to other people. His grades have been wonderful. When he was scoring 50s and 60s on reading comprehension, he's now in 85, 95, and sometimes 100. So it's been a remarkable thing for him.
Sylvan has locations in Greenville, Washington, Rocky Mount, New Bern, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville. Or call 1-800-EDUCATE.
J. Morgan Design Associates, established since 1977 in Greenville, specializes in flooring, cabinetry, wall coverings, lighting, furniture, and space planning for commercial, healthcare, and residential properties. Stop by and visit Judy and Bob Morgan and the talented design team at the new J. Morgan Design Showroom on Moyd Boulevard, located near the hospital. Whether it's one room or an entire building, call J. Morgan Design Associates at 756-4289 for a design consultation.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
The Delcor Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing family has been serving Eastern North Carolina and Pirate Nation for 40 years. The Delcor goal is to provide professional and quality service at reasonable rates. You can trust our polite, clean, and friendly staff. When you call Delcor, your call is answered by a highly trained customer service representative that will help you with your need or concern, even after our emergency calls are directed to an on-call technician. Delcor, your authorized train dealer. It's hard to stop a train.
The power to take on your world begins with that morning info injection to kick off your day. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town, weekdays from 7 to 9.
All right, welcome in to Talk of the Town. We're on location this morning at Rep Express Catering. Got a good crowd this morning for the community buffet. And Tom Lamprecht is just walking in. Hello, Tom. And the waffles and chicken are out this morning. They got waffles, chicken, and cheddar cheese, and grits. Did you have any, Mr.?
Very good.
Did you have
very
some?
Good. Yes, I did. Thank
Will
you.
Sanderson has joined us here. Will is my old buddy. Who are you? Where are you the principal now?
Grifton.
But you're here to talk about Conley.
Yes, Conley Booster Club.
Because you are the president of the Conley Booster Club.
Correct.
So you can be president of one school, but booster club president at another school.
Principal at one, president at the other.
I mean principal at one and president at the other.
If I didn't have a great vice president, I'd be in real trouble.
And here we have Vice President Richard Osbrook of the Greenville Police Department. How are you, Richard?
Good morning, Henry.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you,
How
sir?
Are the cheddar grits?
I haven't made it over there yet.
Oh, you haven't? Well, you better hurry.
It's a line.
Got a big crowd here this morning.
A good line.
All right, we're here to talk about giving away a car. I hear Tom Brown and the guys at Brown & Wood are giving away a car with D.H. Conley's Booster Club. What's going on with that?
Correct. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, we have...
I thought you said he was going to do all the talking.
Well, he can definitely do the talking. we've got a 2013 Mazda 3 that Tom Brown and the Brown & Wood folks have provided for us as part of a fundraiser for our D.H. Conley High School Athletic Booster Club. And I was just speaking to Will, you know, athletics are part of all of our kids' lives. And I think when we start talking about athletics, the, the most thing that we're excited about is that in order to be an athlete, you have to achieve in the classroom. So when we talk about athletics, we're supporting what they do on the nights outside the classroom and in the Friday nights and all those days. But with those sports comes needs, and the D.H. Connolly Booster Club is trying to help whatever sport programs we have at Connolly that have needs.
You know, the funding in schools and funding for schools and that kind of thing has been in the news so much in the last few years, particularly in Pitt County, Will. And you got to do all sorts of things like this to try to raise money for athletics in high schools. Now, this is a good one. This is a good fundraiser.
Right. We're looking forward to it. The ticket sales have been kind of slow. We've been doing it basically all year. But the sales have been a little slow. So Tom has agreed to let us use his website. So if people want tickets, they don't have to go to the school. They don't have to go to Brownwood. They can just go on the website through PayPal and purchase tickets there. And if you go online to order a ticket, if you buy four, the fifth one is free. Tickets are $25 each.
$25 and one a car, that's pretty good.
Realistically, sure. Henry, we're looking at probably selling about between 700 and 800 tickets.
Wow.
Realistically, so you've got a pretty good chance.
So when are you going to give it away?
Richard, we're going to give it away.
The first weekend in April. Softball and baseball will have a tournament that weekend.
It's coming.
It's around the corner.
Now's the time to get it.
Yeah, you need to buy $25 to win a brand new car, 2013 Mazda 3. And all the proceeds will go to the D.H. Connolly Booster Club. Very good. Very good. Now, the whole idea of this is to fund your programs over there. And how much money at the end of the day do you think you guys will make on this? You know that yet?
If you can make $2,000,
$2,500
on it,
yeah,
it'd be something that you know, and you could get it going.
The
first year, everything starts slow with it, but then once you figure out how to do it, mm-hmm. then you can continue it. So.
And, of course, being the athlete that you were, this is near and dear to you. Richard, you may not realize this, but Mr. Sanderson over here was one heck of a first baseman in his day.
I didn't know that.
Many days ago. Many days ago.
I actually coached him at one time. So.
And this guy would get on the radio. Greenville Little League baseball games were broadcast on the radio.
No, this is ancient history.
Yes, sir. And Henry called him.
Yeah, I did.
So you'd be riding around on your bike with the radio on your bike, listening to Henry on the radio.
Here's the other thing, too, that nobody knows. I also umpired Greenville Little League. So some days I'd be in the booth, some days I'd be in the umpire.
How did the umpire work out for you?
It was hard to make a living back in those days, guys, I'm telling. It hadn't gotten any easier either in radio business. I was a terrible umpire. But I was taught to umpire by the great Barry Shank. Barry Shank was a great Little League umpire.
Yes, for years and years.
And I'm telling you, Dr. Barry Shank, who was a professor of the School of Music, mm-hmm. was a great umpire, and he taught me how to be an umpire, and I was a terrible umpire. But it wasn't Barry's fault, because he kept trying. But I just was not a very good umpire. And I remember after one game, all the coaches were mad at me because I couldn't, you know, I was doing a bad job calling balls and strikes. And I walked off the field, and Barry was over there. He was mentoring me, and Barry said something like, you know, I'm not sure umpiring is your thing. I think that was the last game I umpired.
That probably was.
I was like you, Will. I was such a great athlete. I was meant to be more on the field,
right,
not behind
right.
the field.
That was in the late 60s now, Henry.
No, that was, well,
yeah.
It was sometime in there. No, you're fibbing. I didn't come to Greenville until 1971.
There you go.
All right, so get online. Is it brownandwood.com?
brownandwoodauto.com.
brownandwoodauto.com. Mm-hmm. And you can see the car. There's a picture of it there.
It is.
It says, win this car. It's a 2013
Mazda 3. 40 miles per gallon.
The car retails for over $20,000, but you can get it for $25.
That's correct.
Just by buying a ticket from the D.H. Connolly Booster Club.
That's it.
And if your ticket is pulled, you will have a new Mazda 3.
That's pretty good. And the drawing is April the 2nd. All right, very good.
Yes.
Well, it's good to see you guys.
Good to see
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
I learn something new every time I come here. I didn't know you were umpire.
You know, my son, I was telling one of my stories yesterday in the office, and now when I start to tell a story, my son's eyes start to roll back in his head because he's either heard it or doesn't believe it, one or the other.
Yeah.
But that story I just told was almost true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'll vouch for you.
Well, thanks. Good to see you guys.
Thank you.
All right, I'll continue to plug this for you.
Thank you for having us.
And I'll even buy a ticket from you, Richard.
All right, great.
I'll buy a ticket because I want to win a brand new Mazda. That would be a nice
thing. We got one for you, brother.
All right, I'll definitely contribute. I want to contribute to the D.H. Connolly guys.
Thank you. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you much. All right, 20. So you guys can slip off. I'm going to try to get Partha on. Partha, you ready? Partha, you come on over. Partha Daughtridge is here. Sit right here. My buddy Partha Daughtridge from Daughtridge Oil and Gas and the Fireside and Patio Shop. Did I get it right?
Patio and Hearth Shop, Henry.
Patio and Hearth Shop. I knew that. I should have known that. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good to see you. We're excited. We're 1 week away from the big home show. Home Fest 13 is coming to the convention center, and you guys will be there with a display. What are you guys going to be showing next week?
We're going to have all kinds of things going on. Bobby Tripp will be there with a booth full of our top brand grills. So this gorgeous stainless steel will be all over this booth. We'll be highlighting the Wilmington Grill, the Buck Stowe, the Holland Grill. Also, we're going to have grill demonstrations with our Primo grill, which is the ceramic grill, and that will be outside. So we're really excited about that. On the flip side, we'll have the patio and hearth shop booth, and I'm going to supply all the eye candy for the outdoors. Beautiful outdoor rugs and pillows and furniture and fiber stone urns and just all those fun and wonderful things to make outdoor living great and beautiful.
Well, it's the time of year. In fact, this might be the year for me to get a new grill. So I'm looking forward to this. This is the perfect time of year to come and see what's available. And then you can negotiate with Bobby right on the spot and maybe walk out of there with a brand new grill next weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is absolutely possible.
Yeah.
We'll also have a drawing. I haven't decided exactly what we're going to do for the drawing, but we'll do that. I will probably have a fire table there and be able to demonstrate that. It's fueled by propane, and we have some really beautiful options and fire tables for outside.
I love just walking around your shop. I mean, it's just a lot of fun to see all the different gas logs and all the displays and the displays that you have and the outdoor things now that you offer to have a little opportunity out on your patio to have a little warmers out there and that kind of...
Well, fire tables.
Yeah, that is the fire table.
Yeah, that is the fire table. You know, outdoor living has become just as much a part of home building as the indoors.
Yeah.
So we have really taken advantage the last few years. People have, the real estate has not moved as much, so people are staying in their homes, but they are, rebuilding, and they're also rebuilding outdoors. And so it's been very good for the outdoor living industry, and we've really enjoyed that. We offer many products for your outdoor kitchen, for cooking outdoors, keeping warm outdoors, and being comfortable enjoying your backyard.
All right, come see them. Patio and Hearth Shop at the Home Fest 13 show next Saturday. And, of course, you talk about people remodeling and that kind of thing. We're going to be giving away a whole kitchen remodeling project there at the show that day. We're going to have, I think there's something like 85, 90 booths now. This is going to be the biggest home show Greenville has seen in many, many, many years. And it's next Saturday at the Greenville Convention Center. And I believe the hours are 9 to 5, I believe.
9 to 5. And I would like to congratulate you and Jennifer and John Tipton with the Home Builders Association.
And Hank, because Hank and Jennifer and John have done it all.
All right, Hank. It really has been a great merging of effort, and we're really excited for the home builders, and we're really excited about that day. We're going to have a great day.
We were excited when we got invited to be a part of the home show again. We hadn't done it in many years. We did we started this home show in Greenville. Greenville never had a home show. We did our first one in 1989 in the Hilton And then, you know, for years and years and years, we weren't involved. And so we're very excited to be back involved. Because, you know, it's a, this has always been a lot of fun to do this event. And so it's coming this coming Saturday, and we're excited about it. Good to see you. Partha Daughtridge, good to see you. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Absolutely. All right, let's get a break in. We're going to get Representative Brown on. Brian Brown is here this morning. I think we have some people from Judy Morgan Design as well. And we'll take a break and come back live at Rep Express this morning. The representative, yeah, we're going to take a break, but come on over. Brian is joining us. And we'll, while Brian's getting set up here, we'll get a break in and come back. The waffles and chicken and cheddar grits are out this morning. Good crowd of folks. It's one of our favorite shows that we do here when we do the community breakfast at Rep Express. We appreciate them having us. And we'll come back and talk to Representative Brown about what in the world's going on in Raleigh. It seems like there's been some activity. And so we'll talk to him next. Be right back.
Sometimes it's not good when things are low, like hang gliders.
Uh-oh, those trees look painful.
Or rafters.
Oh, my head, that is definitely gonna leave a mark.
Or the attendants at your surprise party.
Surprise, Fred.
Or confidence.
All right, team, let's go out there and win one for the Gipper!
I don't know, Coach. Those guys look tough.
Yeah, we're scared.
However, when interest rates are low, it's a very good thing. Refinance with East Carolina Bank Mortgage and take advantage of historically low interest rates. Lower your monthly mortgage payment or your term, and our personalized approach will ensure the process goes as smoothly as possible. So, there you have it. I guess it can be good when things are low. Unless you're talking about tires. Visit myecbmortgage.com for more details. East Carolina Bank. Creating success together. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Anytime somebody's been in business 50 years, you know they're doing something right. And I've got the man right here, the owner of the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, Jeff Monsine. Since 1961, your company has been there for people in North Carolina. Jeff, congratulations on 50 years.
Well, thanks, Henry. You know, we spent a lot of time, and when I was younger, working all around North Carolina. My father started the company in 1961. I took it over in 1984, and we're just having a great time. We specialize in exterior home improvements, whether you're thinking about replacement windows, hardy plank siding, vinyl siding, bay and bow windows, entry doors, storm doors, shingle roofing, metal roofing, anything you can think of with your home, glass enclosures, screen enclosures, what we call the easy breeze enclosures, give the Aluminum Company North Carolina a call.
They're North Carolina licensed general contractors. The number is easy to remember, 1-800-672-4348, 1-800-672-4348.
Or look us up online at aluminumcompany.com. We have great before and after photos.
Lease payments based on 36 months. See dealer for details.
Need a new car? Now's the time because the Now Sales Event is going on at Greenville Nissan. I'm Matt Murchison from Greenville Nissan. The Now Sales Event is your chance for no initial payment and no down payment. Lease the 2013 Altima for $269 a month and get 38 miles a gallon. Lease the all-new redesigned Sentra for just $229 a month and the stylish Rogue for only $329 a month. Hurry to Greenville Nissan, one block past the Cracker Barrel on Greenville Boulevard and at GreenvilleNissan.com.
Brighton's Bath is the no-hassle, affordable, absolutely guaranteed satisfaction bathroom remodeling company. Brighton's Bath is the no-hassle, affordable, absolutely guaranteed satisfaction bathroom remodeling company. One more time, Brighton's Bath is the no-hassle, affordable, absolutely guaranteed satisfaction bathroom remodeling company. If you would like a free brochure, call Brighton's today at 321-2702. That's 321-2702, 321-2702, or Brightons.com.
Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town, weekdays from 7 to 9.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
On 103.7 WTIB.
Okay, welcome back. We're live at Rep Express. Representative Brian Brown has joined me. Let me, before we start the interview with Brian, let me mention they've just updated the LeClaire Classic schedule for today. The, of course, the huge baseball tournament going on here at Clark LeClaire Stadium. Teams from all over the country in for the Keith LeClaire Classic. The first game for today between Ohio and Illinois has been pushed back to 11 this morning due to the weather. As of right now, all other games are scheduled today. I'm guessing that's probably going to change as well based on the weather. But if everything stays on schedule, now here's the new schedule for the games today. 11 o'clock this morning, Ohio will play Illinois. 2 o'clock this afternoon, New Mexico State will play against Ohio. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, it's Boston College and East Carolina. Again, the forecast looks very iffy because we do have, especially for that night game tonight, we got a steady rain scheduled tonight. All these times are approximate. Games will begin about 45 minutes after the end of the previous game. It's a shame. This is a big, big tournament. People have been looking forward to it. But it doesn't look like the weather's going to cooperate tonight or tomorrow for the Clare Classic. But they might get in some games today. I don't know if East Carolina Boston College will get to play tonight or not. But a good win for East Carolina last night over Illinois. So they finally got their first win. All right, 36 after 8, Representative Brian Brown, who is the owner of Rep Express with his wife Rochelle, joins us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Let's talk about the most important thing first. What's on the buffet this morning?
No, I haven't even been up there. I came in a little
late. Oh, you're so out of touch now, you don't even know what I know.
Chicken and waffles and grits, am I right?
That's it.
So come on and eat the chicken and the waffles and the grits. Chicken and waffles, you can't beat that for breakfast.
That's a good southern breakfast right there.
Certainly a good breakfast.
Like some of you get in Charleston.
That's right, yeah.
Chicken and waffles and grits, and of course, it's all free. You should know because you're paying for it.
That's right.
You're paying for everybody in town to eat.
But that's what, you know, that's what this is about, is to let the community come out and thank them for their support and let them try our food and just let them come out and network and be a part of the community.
We were talking about this morning what a great event this is. You know, got a great crowd again this morning.
Yeah.
This is one of those, you know, it's free, which is great. But people just come out and just hang out and talk, have coffee, and have a chance to socialize. And it's turned out to be a big deal every month.
It has, so, yeah. We enjoy it.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys doing it. It was your idea, so we appreciate the involvement.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's talk about what's going on in Raleigh.
Okay.
You're into your, just completing your first month, I guess, as state legislator. What's been the biggest surprise for you? Before we get to talking about possums and topless women, which has been on the agenda this week, what's been the biggest surprise for you now that you've served, that you're serving in the House of Representatives?
You know, it's just a balancing act, you know, trying to fully understand all of the different ways in which things need to operate and, you know, the different channels that you need to go through to be as effective as you possibly can. And you know, just all of the hard work that you truly do put in and the time and energy that's placed into being the most efficacious, you know, legislator that you can be. So I would say that balancing act has certainly been the biggest surprise. And you know, just trying to outwork everybody else.
Yeah, you campaigned on, you know, being the voice for Pitt County, being the voice for East Carolina, mm-hmm. doing all the things that you felt like needed to be done to move the Pitt County community forward. You're the only elected official in Raleigh from Pitt County. How do you feel about your agenda so far? Are you finding resistance to the things that you want to do, or you feel like there's a lot of cooperation?
No, I feel like there's a great deal of cooperation across from leadership all the way down. You know, I say this all the time. We have a phenomenal freshman class, and we're all working together to really move the state forward from leadership to that freshman class. Everybody's learning at a very good pace. So it's an exciting time, and I think that we're going to get a lot of things done for the East and for the entire state. Susan Martin, I would have to give, you know, a great bit of appreciation to her this week. She introduced a bill to eliminate the death tax. She presented it in front of the Finance Committee, did an absolutely fantastic job with presenting that bill. And you know, that's the type of freshman leadership that we have that's not only representing Raleigh, but representing the East and Pitt County.
You know, it's interesting. Everyone who goes up there to meet with you, and when I get feedback from them, they're like, man, I'm really impressed with Brian Brown. Say the same thing about Susan Martin.
Well, I appreciate
that. Which are our two new Republican legislators here in Pitt County. So you're impressing a lot of folks, including including the Speaker of the House.
That's good.
Who I had on the show, I guess it was last week, and he mentioned that he's your seatmate now.
He is.
I mean, you were born at night, but it wasn't last night.
It was not last night. No.
So you've got a great relationship with Speaker. And by the way, he's going to be in the county tonight for an event for Walter Jones.
That's
tonight,
right.
Which you and I are both going to be.
That's
I guess
correct.
You're going to be.
I'll
there.
Be there, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
so you know, Tom Tillis knows where Pitt County is, and
he does. And leadership really understands, you know, the intricacies of the East and what we need and some of the things, and they're very open to having us come in, sit down, and talk about those things, which is extremely important. And I don't think it's always been the case. So it's a great time to be a legislator from the East.
Yeah. The all the news this week, of course, the first couple of weeks we heard about the Medicaid and the health care exchange, and then there was the unemployment insurance issue, which, by the way, that's done now.
That is done.
The governor has signed that bill. There's been a lot of criticism of that, but, you know, I don't know if you – are you up to speed on this article that's running statewide this morning on the liberal group that is actually coordinating efforts to try to get the media to shoot down what you guys are working on?
Yeah, I've looked it over. I've read the article. I've looked at the entire program. And if you listen to, you know, the liberals in Raleigh, they are following these talking points, which I certainly, you know, can't begrudge them for.
Not only the liberals in Raleigh, you know, a lot of that stuff has ended up in the News and Observer.
Oh, absolutely, yes. But I think what you're going to find, and what we talked about a lot on the floor and what we've talked a lot about in committee, is you know, where it isn't a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's an ideological thing. It's a small business thing. Mm-hmm. It's a pro-economic growth thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going with, is that those conservative values, we're going to go in and vote our conservative values. And I think if you check from leadership all the way down, we're voting conservatively, and we will continue to do that.
The thing that got all the publicity this week was the hearing. What committee was it where they talked about the medical marijuana?
And the Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee. So I guess it was a very heated, you know, it's mm-hmm. humorous in some ways, because there was a group trying to promote the idea that, you know, they absolutely needed to smoke marijuana.
Right.
For medical purposes. And then the Family Policy Council got up there, and of course, those guys do a great job of showing the other side and why the state should not be opening the door to legalizing marijuana for any purpose. Yeah. And I guess that turned into a pretty heated exchange. Were you in the room for that?
It did. I actually came out of another committee meeting, so I wasn't able to get into the room. It was standing room only by the time I had gotten there. So certainly a packed committee room, and yeah, it certainly got a little heated at the end. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that you know, both sides were presented well,
yeah.
And you know, the vote went the way that it should.
And then that same committee meeting, they had the big discussion about the topless women in Asheville. So
it was a big meeting for them.
Heaven forbid, no more topless women in Asheville. It's now against the law.
That's right.
There's some rally over there, I guess, where the women were taking their tops off every year, and it became a big thing. And
yeah.
They were walking around downtown Asheville with it, were topless.
That's correct.
And so they can't do that anymore, or they can, but they'll be arrested.
That's right.
I guess the Asheville police now have direction on how to deal with that. And then there was the big Possum Right to Work Act, which, of course, had to do with the possum drop over there in the mountains.
Yes.
And so that got a lot of publicity.
Yeah, you know, those type of bills are pretty straightforward, and
yeah.
You know, you see those early in the session, so we can, you know, get those things done and kind of out of the way, if you will, so we can focus on more important things like tax reform and so on.
That was my next question. What's the latest on tax reform? What we're hearing, I was in a meeting in Raleigh earlier this week, and what we're hearing is there's going to be tax reform.
There will be.
But it's going to be, I don't use maybe the term watered down is not fair, but it's going to be a lot less than what everyone thought at the beginning, where we were talking about totally eliminating income tax. That's probably not going to happen, is it?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't say watered down is the term.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, we're going to take it in little bites of the apple, a little bit at a time, and make sure that we do it responsibly, make sure that it's the best thing for businesses and individuals and all the stakeholders that are at play. There's a group in the Senate that's working on it. There's a group in the House that's working on it. And I think that at this point, everybody seems to be working very well and has the same focus of how we need to address this.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be very positive for the state. And again, maybe not as far as we want to end up at, but certainly in the direction that we need to go.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Anything else on your agenda you want to mention this morning?
You know, we're just working hard and working hard for the citizens of Pitt County. And you know, I just want to make sure that we're, you know, everybody understands how accessible we can be. And certainly, you know, come with your concerns, come with your ideas. We'll be announcing next week, at the beginning of the week, we're going to hold another roundtable event. So we look forward to being able to do that and offer the community an opportunity to come out and talk about all these things.
I hope people will come to that. The first one that you held here in this room was very well attended, and I thought it was productive.
Yeah, and I hope the folks come out to this as well. There's a lot of things that's going on, from, you know, statewide issues to some things locally with from school board to things like that we want to hear the citizens on. We want to run some of our ideas by those folks and get, you know, an open communication going.
Since you mentioned school board, you had said earlier that you are willing to introduce a new bill to lower the number of people on the Pitt County School Board. Where does that stand?
We're looking at it right now.
Right.
We're looking at the different constituency groups and talking to them. them. Basically, at this point, I've submitted things to research to try to figure out what would be the best laid plan. Once we get that information back, we're going to look at all the stakeholders, bring them to the table, and present this so that everybody has their fair share of communication as to how we move forward and proceed forward. Because at the end of the day, it's what's important for these kids in Pitt County that are kind of being left behind by some of the dysfunction that's taking place.
Yeah, we've got a dysfunctional board, and you're right. I mean, this board seems to be, this is just my comment, not Brian's, but this board seems to be looking at all the wrong things and focused on all the wrong things, and we need to get back to doing the business of making sure we can provide the best public education possible here in Pitt County. Good to see you,
my friend.
Good
to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for breakfast.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Brian Brown, our new state representative, District 9, Pitt County District, and owner of Rep Express. This morning he is our host today. He talked about accessibility. He's here now. Come on by and say hi to Brian and Rochelle. And we saw Rochelle earlier, and she's looking marvelous, by the way.
She has that beautiful baby glow. We're
she
very
has
happy.
The she has the baby glow.
I don't know if she would confirm with that.
Well, she I could tell this morning she's beginning to feel really pregnant.
She is, yes.
And so I've been, you know, we've been through that in my house, and that's where the hubby has to come in and support. But she looks great as always.
I appreciate that.
And again, the breakfast is out. We got about another 14 minutes here at Rep Express. Come on by and have the breakfast buffet this morning. The community buffet is open. It's waffles and chicken and great southern dish and also cheddar grits this morning. So come on by and get some. We'll be back. I think we're going to talk to some more. We're going to talk to some more folks from the Home Fest. Home Fest 13 coming up next week. We'll come back and talk to a few more folks right after this.
Six-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, 4,500 total due at signing with approved credit. Life, it's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Accord LX. Pick your color and pay just $169 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Or hey, the Honda Odyssey, a family fave that's only $269 a month right now. Now at Bob Barber. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owns, plenty of choices, because life is about choices. And when you add in Bob Barber's free lifetime warranty, well, the choice is simple. Four Hondas, four low monthly payments for a limited time. Only at Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. For credit assistance, call 800-NEXT-HONDA. That's 1-800-NEXT-HONDA.
Bob Barber Honda!
It's bow time at Bojangles, and we're serving up the fresh, never-frozen chicken we're famous for. Every piece is seasoned to perfection, marinated for 12 hours, then hand-breaded, not once, but twice, just the way you like it. How do we know? Because you keep coming back for more. So, head to Bojangles and pick up an 8-piece box for just $9.99. And when you do, you'll get four hot, fresh, made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits absolutely free. Bojangles, it's bow time.
This is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. It's important to have a good experience in your home buying or refinance process. The very first thing you should do is to call us, Talbot Green, and the staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage. With all the unknowns in today's real estate market, you need a seasoned lender to make sure your buying experience is smooth. Talbot Green, Katie Strickland, Denise Worsley, and Jeff Tant have over 60 years of experience combined. D&J Gateway Mortgage has the ability to make your buying and refinance experience a success. Realtors suggest calling us first to determine your price range. If you're interested in buying a new primary or second home, you need to know how much you're pre-qualified to buy. So before you even start looking for properties, call our office and we'll give you all the information you need to get started. Interest rates are at new historical lows. We're getting our customers rates as low as 2.75%. Call us today. D&J Gateway Mortgage, 565-4377. That's 565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
At Brownwood Buick GMC, February means sweetheart deals are here, like 0% interest on 2013 models and total value discounts up to $7,750 on the best Sierra ever. If it's low vehicle payments you're looking for, how about $199 for the fuel-efficient Terrain and Verano, $299 for Acadia, LaCrosse, and the professional-grade Sierra truck, and finally, the Buick Enclave? How sweet is only $349? These are only a few reasons Brown & Wood's been your dealer of choice for 75 years. 0% interest for well-qualified buyers. Payments based on 36-month leases, 12,000 miles per year, up to $3,179 due at signing, plus tax, tags, and $49 admin fee.
taking your brain into custody.
Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town
on 103.7 WTIP.
Oh, are we back? I knew that. Look, Tipton was asking me a question. What is the guy what?
The announcer's name off of Price is Right.
Johnny.
The other guy.
Johnny, tell them what they want. Was it Johnny Lang? I don't remember. Wasn't Don Pardo, was it?
No, that's the Saturday Night Live guy.
Drew
Carey?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's the new guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, Deborah would know that. All right, we're back at Rep Express. A couple of friends have sat down to talk to me again. John was on last hour. John Tipton from the Greenville Home Builders Association is back. And now hopefully you've been fed. Did you have the waffles and chicken?
Oh, man. So good. Good stuff.
Yeah. We're at Rep Express and the community breakfast still going on. You got about 10 minutes to get here before the buffet ends. It's free. They got waffles and chicken and syrup.
Wait, did you just ask me if I had the waffles? What makes you think that I would be in this room and not have the waffles?
Yeah, I should have
done.
And the cheddar grits.
It's cheddar grits. It's fried chicken and it's waffles.
You're in.
I know it sounds pretty good.
What part of this would be like, oh no, I don't want any of that.
Also from Ferguson's here in Greenville. Deborah Cherry, our friend, who I've been working with for years over at Ferguson's. And we're going to be talking right now for the next few minutes about what's going to happen in Greenville a week from tomorrow. It's going to be the largest home show that we've had in Greenville in many, many, many years. And Deborah and I go way back on it because she used to do the home show way back. We were involved back the first time in the 90s. And Ferguson's going to be a big part of what we're doing because you guys are providing all the appliances from Ferguson Enterprises for the Dream Kitchen Makeover. So someone's going to win a brand new kitchen remodeling project, and you guys are providing all the appliances. I'm excited about having you there.
The dishwasher, microwave range, and refrigerator, stainless steel package.
That's a pretty nice deal.
It is.
Pretty nice deal. And tell us what's going on with Ferguson's these days. Business, building is picking up, a lot of people are remodeling, though, aren't they?
That's probably about 70% of our business right now, walk-ins, remodeling, people staying in their homes, renovating, ripping out bathrooms and kitchens. But the new construction is definitely picking up.
So you guys will have a booth at Home Fest next week as well, next Saturday. What is Ferguson's will be showing the latest and greatest. What are you guys going to have in your booth?
We'll have a double booth, and hopefully there we'll show a stainless steel package of appliances, maybe the one we're giving away, not sure yet. We'll have lighting, chandeliers, lamps, and we'll have plumbing. Aging in Place is big today, so we're going to have one of those bathtubs that you can kind of step into and shut the door. Those are very popular now.
I've always wondered how those don't leak.
Yeah.
I guess the design keeps them from leaking.
So far, so good. We haven't had one.
It's science.
Yeah, I guess.
Science.
It's something I wouldn't, it's way over my head. All right, so the latest and greatest in home appliances and bathroom
plumbing
and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So all the latest bathroom things. What do you call those things?
Faucets.
Yes, all the things in the bathroom. You don't call them appliances.
That's the technical faucets. Term, things.
The bathroom
faucets,
things.
You know, yeah.
Thingamajigs.
All right, good. And John, of course, is on the board. John Tipton on the board for the Greenville Home Builders Association. And, John, this is going to be a big show. I mean, we've got, what have we been, like 85 booths or something?
I think we're right around that, yeah. We keep getting more and more every day. So.
And now, if someone still wants to be in the show, they can contact Hank or Jennifer. If they want to be part of the package that includes advertising and things like that, or they can go straight to the home builders,
straight to the home builders, and
just buy a booth, right?
That's exactly right.
And what's the number of the Home Builders Association?
756-7915.
Okay. All right. But talk about
back
the home.
Check me. Back check me, someone.
But in addition to the expo booths and the big kitchen giveaway that we're going to have in the afternoon, there are going to be a lot of different speakers during the day. So
absolutely.
Talk about who the kind of things
we wanted to give something to folks coming in more than just seeing all the great products like what Ferguson's going to have out there, but also to have some professionals on hand to talk to you about the different things that you can do in your home and around it too, part of the garden part of it. Like I said earlier, we're going to have the folks out talking about bird watching. We're going to have some folks out talking about energy efficient homes and green building and the myths involved in that. We're going to have some code folks out there talking about the things you can and can't do when you want to build and remodel and things like that. We're also going to have the master gardeners there talking about boll weevils.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know, think I knew that, did you? I know about bull weevils.
Well, I know Danny Lauderdale does.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know anything about bull weevils.
Danny Lauderdale, who is the master gardener. I mean, he's not the master gardener. He's the master of the master gardener. He teaches the master gardener program.
He's like the Yoda.
Yeah, he is. He is the Yoda.
Kenobis.
Anything you want to know about gardening, I would suggest you come out on Saturday because Danny can answer your questions.
That's exactly right. But we also have a couple of chefs that are going to do some demonstrations. We've got Brandon Qualls from Village, and we have Mike Santos, and they're gonna cook up some good. I've been talking to them about what they're going to do, and I'm not going to tell you what they're going to do, but I will tell you this.
Will we be able to taste it?
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you will. But I have tasted what Santos is going to do.
Yeah.
And I've tasted what Brandon's going to do. And I'm just going to tell you this. Great stuff.
Yeah. So cooking demonstrations, interior design demonstrations.
That was the last thing we were going to talk about. Right before the big drawing of the big kitchen giveaway, we're going to have a panel of interior designers and decorators on hand to talk to everyone about anything they want to know. So anything that you have, any quandaries you're having in the home, or if you're thinking about remodeling, thinking about decorating, or just, you know, have an interest in it, bring your materials out, and they're real, real happy to talk to you about it. I talked to Judy Morgan for a long time yesterday, and she's really excited about it. And she's really excited about getting the help out.
Yeah. And, again, the big kitchen giveaway will happen, I think, somewhere around 3 o'clock, 3:30, something in that area.
I think the giveaway is going to be around 4.
Oh, it is?
The panel's going to be at 3.
Okay, very good.
So
activities all day.
So will be on hand all day.
All right, very good. All right, anything else, Deborah, from Ferguson Enterprises?
No, just come see us at Ferguson and see you at the show on Saturday.
Yeah, very good.
We have a yard sale today, so that's something I can
today?
Do today.
Oh, what's happening at Ferguson today?
At the store from 8 to 5 and then 8 to 12 tomorrow.
What are you guys going to have?
Plumbing, lighting, appliances. We kind of put it out on our dock, sell it below cost, discounted. We have 7 stores, so we accumulate things and sell at really great prices.
And that's today and tomorrow?
Today from 8 to 5 and tomorrow 8 to 12.
I'm glad you told me about that.
Yeah. Come on over.
I actually
Dock's
need...
coming.
You know what I need that I bet I can go get at your yard sale? I need a new toilet paper dispenser.
Seriously, we have thousands of those.
I want it. Do you have the one that you just slide it on and slide it off? Those are the best.
Those are the European type.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, instead of having to take the roll out and, you
Why
know.
Is that Europe?
I don't know. It's just a Euro style.
The people in Europe are strange.
They're
but, I mean,
smart.
They do have some ideas.
They just don't like using springs.
No.
I hate that spring
thing.
It's amazing a man will actually put on a tissue roll if the spring is not there and they just slip it on.
All right, I'm going to let Deborah draw for the tickets.
Oh.
McGee, what are we giving away, McGee? Where'd he go? The
ECU tickets.
Is it what is the game? It's March the 6th, right? Who are we playing? Okay, this is for the East Carolina game on March the 6th. We're going to give away 2 tickets to ECU basketball at Menzies Coliseum. The next home game is March the 6th.
Are you drawing or mixing?
I'm mixing.
Okay.
Because Andrea is looking up who we're playing, but she's waiting for her phone to respond. So while she waits, we'll let Deborah draw for the tickets.
Okay.
All right, Deborah.
I won't look, I promise.
Here's the winner of 2 tickets.
And the winner is?
Kevin Justice. Ta-da!
Woo!
How did you know? How did you know? I don't have the tickets with me, so you don't need to come over here. But we'll get the tickets to you. Kevin, you know, it's 2 tickets to East Carolina basketball on March the 6th. Whoever they're playing
versus someone,
I'm sure it's going to be a great game. We're actually out of time, so we got to go. Thanks to Deborah, thanks to John, thanks to Partha, thanks to Representative Brian Brown and Rochelle for breakfast this morning. Thanks to all the guys from D.H. Conley. Have a great weekend. Be careful out there. A lot of rain starting tonight all the way through tomorrow. We'll see you Monday on Talk of the Town.
103.7 WTIB. Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to talking about 2016.
The Glenn Beck Program is next.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. The wheels of justice move.